Hi again. Welcome to our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. It's Chad and Christy, episode 47 of the podcast. And today we're going to be focusing in on a big event happening in the Tampa Bay area. It is Kids Day. It happens once a year. It is an event that is jam-packed full of things for the kids to do. Best part is, since it's Florida in the summer, it is an indoor event. It is Sunday, July 29th, Florida State Fairgrounds. It happens from 10 to 3. Kids are free, and adults are just $5. We're not only going to have a couple of celebrities from the hit Nickelodeon show The Thundermans, Jack Griffo, that we're going to be talking to here momentarily, and also Keely Marshall, who got her start here in the Tampa Bay area, that sort of plays his stalker on The Thundermans. Very funny role. So they're going to be out there signing free autographs, taking free pictures. We're also going to have a sport zone with like a batting cage and bowling and all other kinds of events, plus a construction zone.
Yep, bounce houses. They're going to be having small farm animals that are going to be out there, kind of a little petting zoo, as well as parties, dance parties, and yoga sessions going on. Just, I mean, all kinds of activities for all different age groups.
Star Wars characters and superheroes that you can get your picture with. And again, a real superhero from the hit Nickelodeon show The Thundermans. Jack Griffo is our special guest on this episode of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast.
Jack, we're so happy to have you.
Hey, Christy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm well. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Well, we have a 13-year-old daughter that sure is excited to meet you.
No way. Wait, you guys are married?
Yes.
Yeah.
Crazy,
oh, cool.
Right?
Oh, amazing. Well, I can't wait to meet your guys' daughter. It's awesome.
All right. So obviously, we want to talk about our big Kids Day event that's happening this Sunday at the Florida State Fairgrounds, where you're going to be out there and meeting everybody and signing autographs and taking pictures and all of that. But first, because it's also Shark Week, I want to bring up something about you, because you were in one of the Sharknado movies and had a very memorable cameo, if I am not mistaken.
Oh, absolutely. I was eaten by a shark on Sharknado. That was probably my legendary death moment, I think.
Nice.
That's how you know you've made it, you know?
So did you rehearse the death scene, or did you just go to set that day and say, I'm just going to give it my all? Or how many takes did it take?
We did a few of them, actually. It was super funny. I kissed the girl at the end of the movie, and then I literally get eaten, like right as it happens, like right after. And so, yeah, we just did it a few times, and we basically just imagined that a shark was, like, pinning me against the wall and just eating me. And so it was, like, it was intense, man, actually. I'm not going to lie.
More intense than 100 episodes of The Thundermans?
Not more intense than that.
Oh, okay.
That is intense. But that was my favorite thing I ever do. Like, I would never trade my Thundermans experience for anything.
But kudos. I mean, 100 episodes on a TV show, that is truly impressive. And obviously a lot of people are huge fans of the Thundermans and your role during that the time on that show. How, you know, because I know that you have Alexa and Katie, too, which our daughter is also very excited about. But let's talk just for a second about your time on the Thundermans, because you had done a lot of things prior to that. How does it compare being on a show like that that does have the longevity and episode after episode, as opposed to some of the other things that you had done in the past?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the most regular like gig I've ever had, and I did it for like 5 years, and it was just like normal. It was just like family, you know. Going to set was like going home, and you know, it's very rare that you get that in Hollywood, and you get a really good group. You know, I was talking about it on set with one of my coworkers here at Alexa and Katie. I'm on set right now. I'm getting my hair and makeup done for the day. But
nice.
I was talking to him yesterday just about how rare it is when you get like a group that you really, really love. And how lucky I am to have Thundermans and then Alexa and Katie right after that. Like, both amazing shows, amazing groups. So, it's awesome. It's such a cool feeling to know that, you know. And by the way, Chad, it's 103 episodes, but who's counting?
Oh!
But yeah, just that we did all that work, and we didn't realize, you know, while we were doing it, what how large it really was going to be. And that's a cool feeling, too. We were just doing it because we loved it, you know. But yeah, it's a cool thing. I love getting recognized as Max. You know, I'll always take a picture or say what's up to a fan, you know.
And that's good. Stay grounded and remember the people that gave you the opportunity to do what you do. It's important.
Absolutely. I mean, I've accepted that it's going to, like, be this way forever. You know what I mean? So, like, it's cool. I'm just Max, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? And it's such a magical experience to be on a set. However, what a lot of people don't realize is truly how much work goes into it from the beginning auditioning phase, because the first audition is just a fraction of what goes into it.
Right, absolutely. It's a long process, you know. You get your email with your initial pre-read. You prepare. You usually coach with a coach if it's a big audition, and you go in and you get a call back and producer call back, and then you get a chemistry read, and there really is so many cooks in the kitchen. You know what I mean? With who makes the decisions, who writes the script, you know, who approves the script. But I love it. Like, it's like a game to me, you know. Like, I've actually said before that I like auditioning and, like, getting the role a little bit more than actually doing the role.
So did you know when you auditioned for the Thundermans exactly, like, what the premise of the show was going to be and the character that they had kind of set, you know?
I did. Yeah, well, I knew Kira. Kira Costner and I had been friends for years, which is super weird that we got on the same show as twins. And so, yeah, I knew that she was doing a superhero show for Nickelodeon, a pilot. And I was doing another pilot for Nickelodeon at the same time. It was a sketch comedy pilot. And that didn't go. And then it came out that the Thundermans was looking for, like, a recast, like another boy, because it was actually a older brother character. It was basically, the show was just about Phoebe, and the Max, his name was Oliver, and he was like 19, you know, Phoebe was like 15, you know, so it was a big difference in the show. And when they made it twins, they really were looking to kind of age it down and a little bit more towards boys and girls. And I think that's, you know, and it is why this show is, you know, a big smash hit for Nickelodeon, is just because they really covered the boys and the girls with me and Phoebe, with Phoebe and Max. And so I think it was definitely the right decision for them to have it be two superhero kids. You know, obviously we have the rest of the kids, but obviously the show revolves around Max and Phoebe. So,
and our daughter reminded us last night to say, and you know, Jack was nominated for a Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award.
five times, but who's counting?
Hey, every single one counts, because it is so amazing to be acknowledged for the hard work that you put in.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it really is. It's a fun day every KCA comes by. I haven't taken it home yet, but I have hope.
Now, did you get slimed is the question.
Oh, are you kidding me, Chad? I've got slimed, like, I feel like 100 times. Like, it's definitely an honor. In the first couple of years, like, we were just jazzed to get slimed. Like, we were very excited about it. And then, you know, the third year, you know, it's kind of like slimy, it's kind of like icky, it stays in your ears. The fourth year, it's like, oh, do we got to do this time? We're really getting slimed. And then the fifth year, we were just kind of like, we're going to pass on the slime this time, guys.
So if we have a slime station where the kids are making slime at our kids' day, it might trigger you in a big way.
I might just take off the other way.
Okay, so maybe the slime station's out.
Maybe. No, if it's just a station and like, you know, I'll get my hands dirty, you know, I'll roll up my sleeves. That's all good.
So now, have you been to the Tampa Bay area before, or is this a first time?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm from Orlando, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm from O-Town, so I'm flying out for like a week before the appearance, and then I'll drive down to Tampa and see you guys, and then head back to LA.
That's awesome. So what are you?
But yeah, I've been to Tampa.
What are you looking forward to most in Florida, and what do you enjoy doing most out in L.A.?
In Florida, I'm looking forward to being in O-Town, seeing my family, and meeting all the fans in Tampa. I really do enjoy it. I love hearing what they have to say. And, you know, if they're fans from Thundermans, or, if, you know, if they're watching Lexa and Katie now, or, you know, even my old YouTube days, you know, when I did covers and music and stuff. But yeah, I'm excited for that day. I think it's Sunday or next Saturday, next Sunday,
July 29th.
There you go. But out here in LA, I'm always on set. I love being on set. It's where I live. It's where I do my best thinking and my best work, you know. But other than that, like, I really like to, like, hang out at home and chill with my friends. Like, I'm not, like, a homebody. Like, I'll go out and, like, go to the beach or go play basketball or I like to exercise, like, once a day somehow, like, going to the gym or going on a hike or doing yoga. But if I'm not exercising or working, I'm probably not doing a whole lot of much. I'm just hanging out, probably watching Netflix, something like that. I'm watching Californication right now. I love it.
Well, again, Jack, we are very excited about seeing you and Killy Marshall, both of you from the Thundermans on Nickelodeon, and continued success on your brand new show, Alexa and Katie, on Netflix. We're going to be watching for you on the TV and catching up with all the latest on the Thundermans. And we will see you in person this Sunday, Florida State Fairgrounds, 10 to 3 at our Kids Day event. It is free for kids and adults are just $5.
Of course. I'm excited.
And if you need more information about our Kids Day event taking place at the Florida State Fairgrounds, all the activities that are going to be happening, like bounce houses and those trampoline things and a construction zone and a sports zone and Star Wars characters and superheroes. I mean, there are going to be tons of activities happening all day long. You can find out more and actually purchase your tickets in advance, the adult tickets, so you don't have to stand in line once you get there. All the info is on our website, B987FM.com. That's B987FM.com. And we'll be out there as well. So we look forward to seeing you at our Kids Day. Thanks for listening to our latest episode of our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. And we'll catch you again next time.